The Mindful Kind, written and read by Rachel Cable. How often do you experience the present moment with a sense of openness and curiosity? Take a moment to look around you. Notice the colours, shapes, and textures of your environment. Listen to the sound of my voice and any other sounds you might be able to hear. Notice if you can smell a fragrance or taste a flavour. Welcome to the world of mindfulness. It's not a complicated world, nor a difficult one. Mindfulness is experiencing the present moment without labels or judgment. It can be as simple as feeling a breath move in and out of your body, or noticing the solid ground underneath your feet. Yet how often do you find yourself out of the present moment? Thinking about an upcoming work deadline while you're lying in bed at night? Writing a mental shopping list of the groceries you need to buy while you're doing a relaxing yoga class? Eating dinner on a Sunday night and feeling a growing sense of dread as you imagine yourself going to work the following morning and opening up your email inbox? Mindfulness itself may not be complicated or difficult, but it can still be challenging to practice. Many of us have been conditioned to worry about the future and ruminate over the past, so we regularly miss the present moment because our minds are tied up elsewhere. It can actually take a deliberate choice and effort to engage in mindfulness, but the more we do, the easier it can become. As a teenager, I struggled regularly with stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem. I felt unable to stop myself from thinking about things I regretted or things I was worried about. I judged myself for being too short, too shy, too pimply, too boring, too stupid. Deep down, I knew I was making myself miserable, and I also knew I was the only person who could change it. In a bid to understand myself better, I decided to study psychology at university. The more I learned, the more passionate I felt about using my knowledge and skills to create a better life for myself and to work towards helping others do the same. In my second year of study, I started volunteering on a helpline, and during the training, I was taught a mindfulness technique. I felt a sudden moment of clarity. Being mindful genuinely helped my erratic mind to slow down. I experienced a break from my stress and noticed a sense of calm and ease as I became more present in the moment. Since that day, I've tried to implement mindfulness into my life in various ways. I started to practice mindful breathing when I couldn't sleep at night and used my senses deliberately during everyday activities like cooking and showering. I encouraged myself to observe and explore different emotions rather than chase happiness and avoid pain. I began to see the meaning in simple activities like walking my dog or watering a plant, because they were opportunities to cultivate mindfulness when I would normally be lost in my thoughts.